Buccaneer Alaska is nearing its goal of bringing a jackup rig into Cook Inlet later this year to join a rig owned by Escapeta Oil and Gas Company that arrived last year. But where will the rig be stored during the winter months? One plan is for the 300-foot-tall rig to be docked at the harbor near the end of Homer Spit. As KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports, the plan is already drawing controversy in Homer.
Are people in Homer dead set against Alaska's oil and gas industry?
There's a generalized perception that the entire Homer area is in opposition to any oil and gas development.
That's Homer Representative Paul Seaton speaking before the Homer City Council January 9th. Seaton says that perception about Homer, whether it's true or not, has been a hurdle in attempts to secure state funding for the South Peninsula Pipeline, a $10 million project that would bring natural gas into the Homer area for the first time. Seaton says there is something tangible, however, that the community could do to affirm its support for Cook Inlet oil and gas development. Allow Buccaneer Alaska to dock its 300-foot-tall jackup rig at the Homer Harbor next winter. Homer City Manager Walt Reedy says it is definitely a possibility that Buccaneer's rig and perhaps even the other Cook Inlet jackup rig owned by Escapeta Oil and Gas Company could tie up at the Homer Harbor next winter.
They have both contacted us to inquire about whether or not they could tie up to the dock in Homer. But right now there aren't any definite plans with either one.
Escapeta's jackup rig began production in Cook Inlet last year and is presently moored near Port Graham with its 300-foot-tall legs extended down to the ocean floor. Seaton says that because of the presence of the Escapeta rig, the Port Graham area is seeing an economic boon to the tune of $4 million. Reedy says the moorage fees alone for a ship that size through a four-month period would be in the neighborhood of $150,000. That's not including other economic impacts of hosting the rig on the Homer Spit.
I can't put a price tag on it, but there would definitely be some jobs.
It's really important to emphasize local hire on these things because we've seen time and time again they'll bring up workers from the lower 48 and, they'll pop them into their community and they'll pull them out when the rig is gone and when the project's over. So it's really important to invest in the local community.
That's Bob Shavelson of the Homer-based environmental watchdog group Cook Inlet Keeper. He points to the fact that oil and gas rigs have been banned in Ketchumak Bay since 1976. That's the year the oil rig George Ferris became stuck in Mud Bay and caused considerable public outcry. In addition to environmental and labor concerns, Shavelson wonders about Homer's world-famous view of Ketchumak Bay.
Anybody that's paying higher taxes for their view property on the bluff and has a beautiful view of the Homer Spit better know that there's the potential that view is going to change dramatically.
Shavelson advises the city to go through a public process before signing off on any agreement with Buccaneer. Officials from Buccaneer Alaska declined to comment directly for this story. The company's PR firm, JMR Worldwide, said in an email that, quote, all options are still being considered and no decisions have been made as of yet. Buccaneer's jackup rig is currently being outfitted in Singapore for duty in Cook Inlet this summer. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.